terms of synergy with Teddy, you feel like it's progressing along? You guys had the nice completion for that
first down. Teddy's always going to do a good job for the most part because, you know, he's that type of guy, a calm guy, really smart guy, knows the plays in and out. But we're coming along, you know. Hopefully we can continue to grow and get better every single week.
I mean, you're looking forward to kind of like in the Dallas preseason game, maybe stretching the field for a nice long completion?
Yeah, most definitely. But, you know, it'll come when it's time. You know, hopefully that time will be sometime this week, but we'll see. We did a really good job with our game plan last week. And, you know, whatever gets the win, gets the win.
You got pretty excited. You got flagged on that one.
Yeah, I was a little amped up. That don't usually happen to me, but, you know, first home game, excited. We were about to get the win. I'm not going to let that happen again, though.
Coach, have to say anything to you? Or
he didn't even tell me anything, but it's already understood. I'm not really a guy who, you know, that's not really my reputation or anything like that. But like I said, first home game, new team, got excited. Won't happen again.
Look at what this team has been able to do offensively to this point. Where are we at? 40%, 50? Where, you know what's in the playbook.
Yeah.
You know what's there.
25, maybe? 25%? I don't think we really even ran too many plays, you know. But, you know, the ones we did run, they were very successful last week. But I think we have a whole lot of stuff that we haven't shown yet. And hopefully we'll get a chance to do that.
You look at how it works with Bridgewater, and you guys spent time in the offseason together. How has that played out now, that time that you spent together? Is it paying dividends now?
Yeah, I think it's been good so far. You know, we've been, you know, completing a couple passes that, you know, the ones that have came my way, CJ or Jay Wright, all of us have been doing really well when we've gotten the opportunities, and we just have to continue to do that. You know, we take pride in that. We want to be a high percentage of quarterback throws the ball to us. We want to come down with it.
We've had some time to look back at San Francisco. Oh, jeez. Got to hold on to that. Sorry.
Yeah,
why the 180? How did it happen? How did you guys turn this around, and how do you prevent it from not going back the other way?
I think we just calmed down. Everybody maybe was just a little overexcited and wanted to do well for the very first game, and I'm pretty sure it was that way in San Francisco as well. It just turned out better for them than it did for us that week. We calmed down, got back, you know, ourselves, and knowing that we're a really good football team, and if we don't beat ourselves and just do the things that we're coached to do and execute. And I think we just had a really good week. You know, everybody was determined to come out and have a good home showing for our opening home game, and we did that.
What's it like playing at TCF? Did you enjoy
it? Oh, it was fun. Yeah, definitely. You know, packed house. Crowd was really into it. To say the stadium isn't just that big. It was really loud. We were having a problem here, and they were even cheering on offense. You know, sometimes they were cheering at the wrong time. But, you know, you'd rather have them cheering all the time than none of the time. So, you know, it was a great atmosphere.
How much of that 75% of the playbook that hasn't been tapped into involves you?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know I have some plays, though. I have a nice bit of plays. But a percentage I can't really put on it. But I have some plays in there, and hopefully we'll get to them.
You were still in college when Adrian had the 296 against the Chargers the last time they came. Did you watch that game at all? Did you see highlights from it? Or?
No. You said I was still in college. I don't think we're going to watch. That was like 7 years ago. I doubt we're going to watch film.
No, not you, but just like personally as a fan of the game.
You said, and what was 296?
He had 296.
Oh, I heard about that. I heard about that from Coach Norv, as a matter of fact. One day we were in office meetings, he said something about it. But, no, I didn't watch the game, but I would like to see the highlights, though. 296 yards. I don't know if I want to watch the whole game, but the highlights would be nice, though.
Just watch the second half. He had like 250.
I could just watch the second half.
The first half.
All right. give me the playbook or whatever the NFL Network thing is, and they'll get to the plays every time. I don't even have to watch the huddle. We'll get straight to the line.
He only had 43 yards in the first half, so you don't want to
watch that. Yeah, I don't want to watch that. I'm going to watch the 250.
Correct.
What, you know, week to week, the NFL is such a
kind of a fickle league where everybody's up, everybody's down. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you make of sort of riding that roller coaster week to week? Last week it was so desperate.
Yeah.
And then today everybody seems to feel great.
We were a part of that, but we got to try to make sure we're not a part of the up and down thing. You know, you want to be the team that's steady and getting better. You don't want to be the team that's, because the roller coaster is going to get you 8-8, 9-7, 7-9, whatever it is. It's not going to get you to the playoffs most of the time. You might get lucky maybe once or twice, but you want to be the team that's, you know, getting better come October, November, December. You don't want to be the team that's up and down. So just every week, I think, starting fresh and getting back grounded, no matter if you win or lose, by how many points you win or lose, what kind of game you had, just going back to the drawing board, going back to square one and fresh that week, I think that'll keep you consistent and just getting better every week instead of roller coaster.
That, you know, everybody's human, though. You know, you kind of go mm-hmm. with the emotions. How do you, you know,
that's why you need good leaders. You have good leaders. That's the guys that, you know, relay the coach's message. And they're really good leaders. The coaches wouldn't even have to say nothing. You know, guys just go out and do their work. And like you say, you're human. But when you have leaders, they lead.